My huge apologies to Anne. She is a co-author on this. When I put my slides together, I pulled out a somewhat out-of-date one, but anyway, Anne is a co-author. We studied interactive, intoxicating, and ameliorating effects of tannic acid, aluminum, copper, and selenate in wheat roots. This statement was presented in 1999 by Yu, Dahlgren, and Northup. Polyphenols provide several beneficial effects on highly acidic and infertile soils, such as nutrient conservation, detoxification of soluble aluminum, and enhanced phosphorus availability. Our goal, in part, was the physiological assessment of such claims. The tannic acid used in our study was the Fisher Scientific product carrying these labels, certainly implying a discrete compound, such as this one, whose formula weight and formula is the same as the ones on the bottle. This is a great misrepresentation, as determined in the Hagerman laboratory. The product was a mixture of compounds ranging from gallic acid to nonagallyl glucose, having an average molecular weight of 860 and gallyl content of 5 millimoles per gram. For our growth experiments, wheat seedlings were germinated for 2 days. 5 seedlings were transferred to 500 milliliter test solutions for an additional 2 days. The 285 test solutions from 12 experiments contained variable concentrations of these solutes. Root elongation was expressed as relative root length on a scale of 0 to 100. And this computation of relative root length within each experiment allowed all of the data to be combined into one large datum set containing 285 treatments. The studies indicated that tannic acid and aluminum both inhibit root elongation, that tannic acid alleviates aluminum inhibition, and that aluminum alleviates tannic acid inhibition. In this figure, the top panel refers to low aluminum concentrations, the middle panel to intermediate aluminum concentrations, and the lower panel to greater aluminum concentrations. If you look at the relative root length corresponding to zero added tannic acid, you can see that the addition of aluminum is greatly inhibitory to the wheat roots. And you can see that in the absence of aluminum or low aluminum, the addition of tannic acid is itself intoxicating to roots after about 4 milligrams per liter. In the presence of intoxicating levels of aluminum, the addition of tannic acid alleviates the aluminum toxicity. And if you look at growth out here, say corresponding to 8 milligrams tannic acid, you can see that the addition of aluminum alleviates the tannic acid inhibition. So the growth increases from here to here to here out in this region. Copper inhibits root elongation. Tannic acid alleviates copper inhibition, but copper does not alleviate tannic acid inhibition. Here we can see the great toxicity of copper, even at very low concentrations. We can see the alleviation of copper toxicity, but there is no copper alleviation of tannic acid toxicity. Selenate inhibits root elongation. Tannic acid alleviates slightly the selenate inhibition, and selenate alleviates slightly the tannic acid inhibition. So here we see the inhibition of growth by selenate, the slight alleviation of toxicity by tannic acid, and if we compare growth out here to growth here, there is an indication of selenate inhibition of the tannic acid inhibition. Now, all of these curves show a peaked relationship. And there are several equations that that generate peaked functions. This is one of them. This equation has four coefficients, A, B, C, and D. A refers to the root length at maximal inhibition. If root length is expressed as relative root length, A is zero. B refers to the height of the peak. C refers to the position of the peak along the x-axis. And D refers to the width of the peak. Now, let's quickly go back and look at these curves again. Notice here, there is a left-to-right shift along the x-axis of the peak height. Otherwise, the shape of the peak doesn't change much. Here, we see a peak narrowing. The width here is less than here and up here. And here we see a reduction in peak height. This suggests that these coefficients could be expanded to incorporate the effects of the solutes. And in fact, the B coefficient can be expanded to incorporate copper and selenate. The C coefficient can be expanded to incorporate aluminum, copper, and selenate. And the D coefficient can be expanded to incorporate copper. Thus, copper and selenate, but not aluminum, reduce the peak height. Aluminum, copper, and selenate shift the peak rightward. Copper, but not aluminum or selenate, narrows the peak. Calcium, sodium, and hydrogen ion have some effects, but I didn't show them. Using the peak value function with expanded coefficients to compute relative root length, it was then possible to plot measured relative root lengths against computed relative root lengths, and the coefficient for this relationship was 0.939, with this large datum set incorporating all of these variable concentrations. Next, we measured cell surface electrical potentials. Glass microelectrodes were used to measure the electrical potential in the cell walls as roots were irrigated with test solutions. Electrophoresis was used to measure the zeta potentials of plasma membrane vesicles. The zeta potential is the potential at membrane surfaces. And the result was that in both cases, tannic acid enhanced negativity. The literature shows that humic substances do the same thing. In other experiments, we measured cell surface adsorption of aluminum and copper as influenced by tannic acid. We did two types of experiments. First, roots were pre-incubated in calcium chloride solutions with or without tannic acid, then rinsed, incubated in aluminum, and then stained with hematoxylin. These roots were pre-incubated in tannic acid, rinsed, incubated in aluminum, rinsed, and stained, and they certainly take up more stain, indicating greater adsorption of aluminum. The next experiments entailed pre-incubation or not in tannic acid. The roots were rinsed, incubated in aluminum or copper, rinsed again, and then assayed for aluminum. And the result for both of these types of experiments was tannic acid enhanced the absorption of aluminum and copper. So looking at actual assays, these figures in the right-hand column refer to roots that were pre-incubated in tannic acid as compared to roots that were not. And in every case, you can see there is a greater absorption of copper and a greater absorption of aluminum. So in summary, tannic acid is toxic by unknown mechanisms, although several can be suggested. Tannic acid alleviates the toxicity of aluminum, probably by complexation in the medium and at the root surface. Aluminum alleviates the toxicity of tannic acid, probably by the same mechanism. Tannic acid alleviates the toxicity of copper, but copper does not alleviate the toxicity of tannic acid. Tannic acid alleviates slightly the toxicity of selenate, and selenate alleviates slightly the toxicity of tannic acid. and electrostatic repulsion may play a role there. Calcium, sodium, and hydrogen ion were not observed to interact with tannic acid physiologically. Surely they do chemically, or in some cases, but these tannic acid did not alleviate proton intoxication, and calcium did not alleviate tannic acid intoxication. Here, Ann's lab was crucial because converging evidence pointed this out, that based on the growth characteristics and on chemical assays, we can say that both physiological and chemical assays indicate a binding ratio of 1/2 mole aluminum per mole gallyl residue. Tannic acid adheres to root surfaces and enhances surface negativity. This enhances the adsorption of aluminum and copper and may cause the repulsion of selenate. And finally, and I think in some respects this was the part of the study I enjoyed the most, a nonlinear equation with expanded coefficients provided a statistical test for the growth effects.